Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello and welcome to Lilydale Radio. So here we are in downtown, beautiful Lilydale, the largest spiritualist community in the world. It's a beautiful day. All the flowers are coming up. The trees are green and we're very happy to welcome perhaps the second day of what we may call Summerland. Now, in spiritualism, instead of calling it heaven, we call it Summerland because the theory is, or the spiritual experience is, that in heaven, it's always summer. It's always summer. So tonight, I'd like to talk a little bit about angels. Now, in the Bible, it says, faith is the evidence of things hoped for the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the evidence of things hoped for the evidence of things not seen. So our faith is not based on blind faith. It's because what we have seen and what we experienced. We're going to talk about that a little bit, but I guess I want to introduce myself just in case for those of you who are listening to this for the very first time. This is being broadcast across North America, which, of course, my United States and Canada. It goes into England and also Australia. And so we have Joyce has just walked into the studio. And how would you like to say hello to our people tonight, Joyce?
Hello, and welcome to Journeys of the Light with John White. And as John mentioned, it's a beautiful day here in Lilydale, and it's also a day where, Western New York, we're about an hour south of Niagara Falls, we just opened up phase one. And so we're very excited to have our Lilydale summer season. We are going to be open, but it's going to be a little bit modified. So just keep checking the website for updates if you are interested in coming to Lilydale and visiting. You will get to experience the sacred land here and the peace and the beauty and the wonderful mediumship of Lilydale. So just keep checking the Lilydale Assembly website for updates. And you can also partake if you can't make it to Lilydale by taking the online classes. So it's a wonderful way to develop your mediumship and psychic abilities, and a wonderful way to connect with like-minded people and grow. John, how long have you been a spiritual teacher?
Well, I've been here, Joyce, for approximately 33 years. Way back in 1972, the Beatles went off to India, to Rishikesh, India, and they learned how to meditate. And the world was beginning to awaken to the whole possibility of mystical experiences and the different disciplines that the East have brought us to awaken those gifts of the Spirit. In fact, Joyce, I love teaching a course called Natural Law and how mediumship is all contained and subject to natural law, but Eastern disciplines that create mental and physical spiritual experiences that we have in spiritualism. Well, I think I got caught up in the spirit there for a few moments, Joyce. Joyce, I want to talk a little bit about my encounters with angels in the last little while. Now, we started the show off by saying, faith is the evidence of things hoped for the evidence of things not seen. Well, my faith is not based on someone else's experience. My faith is based on my experience. And Joyce, I was just reading for somebody just the other day from Canada. And they went off to India many, many years ago to study with, and if I'm getting it right, it was Sarabindo, okay, and another being called the Mother. And they're very highly recognized in India. And I was giving this lady a reading, and all of a sudden I had the impression of Sarabindo here and his wife, which she called the Spiritual Mother. And so, yes, they do guide and help us. And this lady, I did not know, but this lady had all sorts of books on that subject, and she actually stayed with them in India a long, long time ago. And just another short story. I remember last week I was reading from this lady. I think she was from California. And I didn't know this, but she and her parents were involved in the movie industry there. Okay? And here I am reading for this lady. And all of a sudden I feel this presence. I say, oh, my God, this feels like Clark Gable. Do you know why I would get Clark Gable? And she says, yes, I understand that completely. I was just in a studio just the other day where I used to work with my parents, and there was this large picture of Clark Gable. And so, yes, not only movie stars, but also angels and beings of light can come to visit us. Joyce, do you have any stories or impressions about angels that you've seen in the last little while? Well, let me just tell you one more. Oh, you know, if you want to phone and tell us your story about angels and guides, you can phone in at 818-739-8818. That's 818-739-8818. Now, throughout my life, again, I was trying to say to you that I had encounters with angels. And recently I was about a year ago, I was working in a church in Hamburg. And I was waiting just to stand up and speak. And all of a sudden I felt clairsentially this presence on my left. And I looked and there was this beautiful being of light. And obviously it was an angel. And I seemed to be very much aware of the color yellow. Now, you may say, well, how do you know it was an angel? Well, different spirits, including angels, give themselves away by their energy, okay? And it talks about in the Bible the ability to discern the spirit. And that literally means being able to tune into the spirit or the angel or the being of light or the master teacher on the other side of life and to receive messages from them. And so throughout my life, and I know some of you that are listening have had encounters with guardian angels. So it's not a myth, it's for real. And so here at Lilydale, we also have ancestors that come and visit us. And the ancestors are our mothers and fathers, and oh, God bless the grandmothers. People are always getting messages from the grandmothers. And they come and visit us and give us inspiration. So if you've ever been to Lilydale in the summertime, we have three outdoor services. One's at 1 o'clock, one's at 4:30, and I believe one's at 5:30. And out in Mother Nature, basically there's hundreds of people go sit there, and there's approximately 50 mediums and also visiting mediums from around the world that come and work and give messages. And so giving messages is one of the gifts of the spirit. It's called the ability to discern the spirit. Now, I know I'm rattling on, so let's talk a little bit about Lilydale, okay? There are, I believe, approximately five shows radio from the different mediums, okay? So if you go on lilydaleassembly.com, I'll say that again, lilydaleassembly.com, you'll get a list of the other shows, the other Blog Talk Radio shows from Lilydale and their times. And we're so excited about this new event, and we believe that as time goes on, there'll be more and more shows, and so you can call in and get inspiration. As Joyce was saying, that, you know, if you don't get an opportunity to come here this year, well, we will be having a lot of different courses online. And again, you can go to the same website and to check that out. Okay, and so we're talking about angels, and we're talking about beings of light that come and visit us and help us. Okay.
You want me to share? Okay, John, you asked me a few minutes ago if I had an angel encounter, and I've had actually a number of angel encounters, both in a waking state and while I was dreaming. And I can actually think of one in particular that I would be happy to share. It was a little, you know, just a little while ago, probably not long after I graduated college, and I was just really learning a lot about angels, actually. I had never really given too much thought about it. Growing up, I think a lot about God and Jesus, you know, growing up Catholic and the saints and things like that, but never really angels. And so I had that on my mind a lot. And I was just really talking with God. And even though I've always had faith, you know, I think I was going through a moment where I really just wanted some kind of really strong evidence or feeling, you know, faith, you don't have to have that, but I just wanted it. And I prayed about it. And I asked God to kind of show me that he's real, that he's here. And I went to sleep in the middle of the night, maybe 2-3 in the morning. I just suddenly woke up and I was in a half awake, half asleep state. And suddenly, you know, I just kind of had this weird little panicky feeling. And I think I had been maybe having a nightmare or felt I was out of my body or something. And suddenly I felt this beautiful, sweet, loving energy and this warmth around, like someone was holding my hand and saying, "You're safe. You're safe." And then a moment later, I had these three candles across the room and they suddenly lit up. They lit up. I had been asleep for hours and I hadn't had them lit prior, you know, and I really took it. I knew that that was my message about God. You know, I had gone to sleep just having prayed for God to give me a sign that he was real and he was with me. And the candles lit up all by themselves. And I felt that sweet, loving energy. And I believe the energy was an angel. It felt like a female angel. And so I just will never forget that. That's one of the beautiful encounters that I had. So I really know that we have loving angels and a loving God around us and with us all the time. You know, just because you can't feel it, just because you can't sense it or see it, it doesn't mean that God's not there. It doesn't mean the angels aren't there. It doesn't mean your loved ones aren't there. And that's something also I heard when I was praying a long time ago. You know, just because you can't doesn't mean that the angels aren't there. It doesn't mean that God's not there. It doesn't mean your loved one's not there. So don't ever get discouraged just because you don't always feel it, you know, when you ask.
You know, Joyce, that reminds me of a saying. That sometimes the angels are hidden in plain sight, but they are known in intuitive sight. Okay? And so when it talks about the gifts of the Spirit, when you begin to open up the gifts of the Spirit, and here in Lilydale, we like to teach you how to become intuitively literate. We consider being intuitive just as natural as being academically literate. Okay? So it's just a different form of intelligence, and it's open to every one of us. And how the angels and beings of light communicate with us, and they do it through the five senses. And those five intuitive senses are called clairvoyance, which means simply seeing intuitively, clairaudience, which simply means hearing intuitively, smelling and tasting. There's a funny word, it's called clairgust, and feeling. And so it is through those five modalities that the angels can communicate with us. And so when you are witnessing an angel, if we could measure your brain waves at that time, I'm pretty sure that you would be producing alpha and theta brain waves. So that's the frequency. That's the frequency. Remember that famous saying of Einstein, it's all energy? So creating the frequency. And so we tune into angels, we tune into their frequency. And so it is up to us to raise our frequency so that we can be aware of them and to know that they are. They are here.
Thank you. And, you know, John, I just want to point out one thing. I mean, I don't think anyone would probably have noticed this, but I just want to say I did mention earlier that I grew up Catholic, so I thought about Jesus and God and the saints and things like that. But it's not to say that, you know, I wasn't exposed to angels or the Catholic Church doesn't talk about angels. So I just wanted to mention that. I didn't mean to exclude that. But, John, you told me just a few nights ago, you said, you know, you had some pain in your stomach and you had a dream about an angel of sorts. Do you want to share that?
Well, this is a little, it wasn't really an angel, by the way. So, you know, I had a little discomfort in my digestive system and, you know, I was going to sleep and said, okay, you know, this is enough. This is really enough. Well, God, give me a dream. Help me to try to understand how to work with this. And I had a dream, a lucid dream. Now, lucid dreaming is that when you're dreaming, but you're very conscious that you're dreaming. And there's another medium here at Lilydale. I haven't told him this yet. He was a doctor, a very talented doctor, and also who studied a lot of things about Edgar Cayce, medically intuitive, and is also into all different forms of spirituality. And actually, too recently, he was our president here at Lilydale, and he's very much involved in the North American Native Indigenous peoples and way of mysticism. So anyways, Dr. Neil is his name.
Okay.
Rakowski. And I was dreaming, and all of a sudden he came into my dream, and I couldn't figure out what he was doing. He was cutting up some type of pill or medicine or bark or something like that. And I couldn't really figure out what he was doing. I didn't understand it. But I was conscious enough to know that there was obviously something going on. And then I had this impression to drink Coca-Cola. I said, I woke up and said, oh, my God, I don't drink Coke. It's full of sugar. Okay? But we never know. Now, I'm not going to be drinking Coca-Cola all the time. I'm not that naive, okay? But sometimes when I do get a little bit of an upset stomach, and I believe I got this impression in my dreams from Dr. Neil, that it's somehow like everything you put inside of you changes your chemistry. So it has something to do with the acidity. So somehow it balances the chemistry in some cases. Now, I'm not telling everybody who has problems with the digestive system to drink Coca-Cola. You know, we're all more intelligent than that. At different times, different things work for different people. So, oh, by the way, I haven't told Neil that he did come in my dream. And, oh, just in case he's listening, Neil, do I owe you any money for the medical visit? Okay, but I know you don't. Okay. But anyways, we can have dreams like that, and it's called lucid dreaming. And we can get visits. Not only we can get visits, Joyce, from angels, which is beautiful, they're a higher vibration, but also our ancestors can come and visit us, okay?
And John, since we're talking about angels tonight, can we share with our listeners how they can personally connect with their angels, how they can better hear them, feel them, what type of things can they talk to them about or ask them about? Can they ask them to help develop their, you know, mediumship or get direction in their life?
Okay. Well, let's tell you, there's three different levels, okay? So one level when becoming a medium is being aware of your ancestors, our loving ancestors who have passed on. That's one level. Then the next level is getting to know who different spirit guides are, or you could say teachers that come and can work with you. Also, and these teachers know your natural talents, and you could say there's been soul agreements that they could come and work with you and inspire you. Then the next level up is basically angels, okay? And so when Jesus said, in my Father's mansion, there are many mansions, and if it wasn't true, I wouldn't have told you so. So there's different levels and many different spirit worlds. And so to get in touch with angels, now, you don't have to meditate or be spiritual to get in touch with angels, because sometimes they'll just come around you and do things for you and inspire you. And I know there's lots of stories that we read about with that. But if you do want to get in touch with the angels, you know, it's through prayer you can do that, because through prayer and through meditation, now prayer is talking to God and meditation is listening, okay? And there's something called mindfulness. We actually learn how to observe yourself, be intuitive. And so by the plain and simple desire of wanting to get to know who your angels are, having desire to ask them to come and visit you. Now, one of the natural laws, if you're sincere, it can happen. So you have to be sincere, because God knows what your intent is. Now, Joyce, our angels are always with us, okay? And yes, they can become known to us. And again, it's through prayer and meditation and a sincere desire, and by simply also reading about them, okay, can help to encourage that whole thing.
You know, John, and I also want to remind the callers, the listeners, I'm sorry, that they can call in and share their story or ask you questions of a spiritual nature, whether it's about the angels or connecting with a loved one in spirit. The number to call in is 818-739-8818. Again, that number is 818-739-8818. And if you are a little bit too shy to call because you don't want to hear your voice on the radio or whatever the reason, you can give us a text at 716-467-5552. Again, that number is 716-467-5552. And John, we know that basically, just like God, angels really have no limits. We know of stories where an angel has actually saved a person, you know, during a car accident where someone has been literally lifted out of a car when there was no one around. I know, you know, sometimes you can hear about or read about these stories where the angel came, rescued the person, and then the person went to say thank you or ask them a question, and suddenly they were gone. And I know that a lot of people say that angels, when they come and visit, have a very distinct feel. Now, how would you describe that?
Okay. Well, it's their vibration. I believe sometimes, Joyce, when an angel comes to visit us, it's almost like they put us into a daydream. They put us into a daydream. And they do things with us. And before we figure it out, they're gone. So like it's almost like we enter a daydream. I remember many, many years ago, I took this course in Montreal, Canada, called Dale Carnegie Public Speaking. And I was really shy, really, really shy. And I remember I had to go to my first class, and I was reading over the material under a tree in a park in Montreal. And all of a sudden, this man walks up to me from nowhere, and he says, you know, that's a really good book. This is really good for you. I want you to continue and to follow through with this, okay? And then I turned around, and oh, my God, where did it go? Now, he came in the form of a man, okay? Now, it is possible that, you know, they could inspire a passerby just to go say something to you. Just to go say something to you. But they do come in and out of our lives. And also the angels can use you or work with you to get you to do things for people. I remember living in Toronto, Canada one time, and I was walking up the street. And all of a sudden I had an impression to go talk to that young man across the street there. He looked like he was worried. And I talked to him, and he seemed a little agitated. But I just wanted to talk to him, say hello and how you doing. You know, I do silly things like that. And then he seemed to be quite agitated that I was keep on talking to him. And then he left. Now, the next day, I saw him again on the street. And he came over and he talked to me and he thanked me because he was actually on his way to go buy drugs. And all his friends got busted for buying those drugs. So actually, I actually saved his, you know what, okay? So again, sometimes the angels can put thoughts in your head. Why don't you go and speak to that person over there? Why don't you, that person's hungry. Why don't you go give them something, okay? That happens out a lot. And there's many, many, many different stories. I remember at times when I didn't have very much money when I was a young man. And I would go, I'd walk up the street. All of a sudden, I'd see money on the street. Or I would go and pay for it. It's either heat my apartment or get something to eat. So I remember one time I went into a store and I gave the person a $10 bill. I got to eat, okay? And I came back. I realized that he gave me way too much change. And so I was able to get heat at the same time, okay? So very unusual things. Very unusual things like that happen to all of us. So if you have a story where you feel as though you have been used or inspired by an angel to go and help someone else, we would love to hear about it.
Thank you, John. And once again, you're listening to Journeys of the Light with Reverend John White, a registered medium in Lilydale, New York. And if you're just tuning in for the first time and you don't know what Lilydale is, it is the largest spiritualist community in the world. We're located in Western New York, about an hour south of Buffalo, Niagara Falls. And, you know, it's a beautiful area in the spring and the summer and the early fall. After that, it's just a winter wonderland. So it depends how much you like the cold. You know, some people love it, but not us. Anyways, it's a wonderful place. And, you know, Lilydale actually was part of the what they call the burnt over district. You know, many different religions and traditions came through this Western New York area. And but Lilydale has kind of stood the test of time. We've been here since about 1870 or somewhere around there. And of course, Lilydale had a part, its own little part on the suffragette movement. And Susan B. Anthony has come and spoken here. She was one of the only places she was allowed to speak publicly in the beginning. And there were 3,000 people in our little auditorium here. It was a very, very active place. And, you know, Lilydale had Women's Day, Women's Parade. They had a Peace Day. In fact, my new guest house here in Lilydale, Aurora's House of Light and Joy, was one of the places where Susan B. Anthony came and stayed. She was very good friends with the first female president of Lilydale, Abby Louise Pettengill. And they would stay up and talk about, you know, women's issues and a little bit about spiritualism, but Susan B. Anthony wasn't very interested in that. She got doing a seance one night, but she wasn't very happy about who came through. Yeah, I think it was her aunt who she didn't like, and she wanted to hear from another women's rights leader, and she was a little bit irritated. So I think that was pretty much it as far as her experience with the other side. She said she was too concerned about the issues going on here. And speaking about issues going on here, John, have you received any type of guidance, you know, from the other side or an angel or anything like that regarding, you know, current world events with the pandemic and anything like that?
Well, not me personally, but I do have faith that, you know, there's an old Buddha saying, this too shall change, this too shall pass. And, you know, Mother Nature is... you know, again, Mother Nature also runs on what we call natural law. So the reason why we're not blaming anybody, any individual. The reason why this thing is happening is that somewhere someone has broken a natural law. And so we make our own happiness or unhappiness as we obey or disobey nature's physical and spiritual laws. But again, we'll all get through this. We're strong and we'll get through this.
Okay. Well, John, we actually have someone who sent in a question by text. This is Sarah from Buffalo. And Sarah wants to know if you can tune in to her angels and see if they have any special messages for her.
Okay, Sarah, as I'm tuning in to you, oh, I think I have some of your ancestors on the other, you know, a grandmother on the other side of life that's trying to come through. Yes, if I'm getting this right, it could be on the father's side of the family, a grandmother on the father's side of the family. But when I'm with you, I'm also hearing music. There's something, the celestial music. If you haven't had the experience of hearing some celestial music, intuitively beautiful music of the spheres, I believe that you will definitely have that. And as I'm tuning into you, I don't know why I hear children laughing and playing around you, and being very 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 happy. And there is a person on the other side of life, It's a man who passed on with a cancerous condition. He wasn't that old, actually. And I feel as though he's trying to come through and thank you for your considerate thoughts of prayer that you have sent out to him. So again, but the main thing is I'm hearing celestial music around you. Okay, very good. Thank you. Thank you very much. You know,
What would be the significance of celestial music around somebody?
Well, sometimes I've heard that also. It's a part of the clairaudient ability. That means intuitively hearing. Some of us see a lot intuitively. It's called clairvoyance, and clairaudience, as we told you, is hearing. Now, different people have different gifts, but I've also heard the celestial music. And it's just simply beautiful. It's on another vibration. I believe personally that all the music that we do have in this world was in another world first. For instance, there's a simple story about Paul McCartney having a dream of yesterday, and he thought it already existed. Okay, and he came to find out that no, it didn't exist. He had a dream about it. So some of us dream of music, and there's a lot of artists who dream or have impressions about music. All of a sudden, it's in their head. So it already exists somewhere, and it has to do with bringing it forward into this world.
Thank you. And actually, we had another listener who texted in. His name is Paul, and he texted in from Boston. And John, he wants to know if you can tune in for him. And see if his spirit guides have any advice for him about his spiritual gifts.
Okay. I get a feeling. I don't know if I'm supposed to see school or education. I'm kind of that feeling around him. I think I want to intuit that I want to talk about writing with him, keeping a diary. And now I'm getting something very interesting. I'm actually beginning to see, if I'm getting this right, yogis around him from the East. So if he hasn't done any yoga, or if he hasn't traveled to that wonderful land, I do believe he's going to be exposed to that. Okay? And I'm watching him having the ability to have what we call Joyce's lucid dreaming. Those are the dreams of where we get guidance from different angels. And I believe that is actually a form of mediumship. So when a person has a series of lucid dreams, that's usually the beginning of their mediumship. So I believe that this young man that has phoned in and texted us is a medium in the working. And I definitely feel Indian from India around him. But as soon as I said Indians from India, I also started hearing North American Native people around him. So I believe that this person on the phone is the making of a medicine man.
Okay. Thank you. And once again, if you're listening and you'd like John to tune in to you, for you, the number to call in is 818-739-8818. Again, 818-739-8818. And the number to text, if you'd like to just text question for John or share a story, is 716-467-5552. And as John mentioned, you know, we do have several other radio shows coming out of Lilydale through Blog Talk Radio. Celeste Elliott, another one of the registered mediums, has mornings. She was Celestial Fridays, but she's changed to Thursdays. Thursday morning at 10 a.m. So you can tune in. You can call the same number that I just mentioned call into her show, 818-739-8818. And there's also a medium here named Colleen Vanderzijden. She is also a musician. She has her own radio show, Willa White. I believe she's 10 a.m. on Wednesdays. And then there's going to be several other mediums who will have a radio show, brand new radio shows on Blog Talk Radio. So just be sure to, you know, check out the Lilydale Assembly website and to check on, you know, the various mediums here. Most of them have a website or Facebook page. So, you know, Lilydale is constantly expanding in different ways, and you know, the mediums love to hear you call in and share your stories of a spiritual nature or ask for guidance. And, you know, John, we actually have someone who sent us a text. This comes from Margaret. And Margaret in Albany, she wants to know if you can tune in. She's been feeling very frustrated in several different areas of her life, in her relationship and also her job search. And she's wondering if you can tune in and see what her angels have to say about the direction she should take and if this is all has a purpose or what.
Okay. Well, Joyce, as soon as you started talking about her, I was tuning into her and I felt, you know, I felt discouraged. Okay. And I also felt, you mentioned, you know, something about a relationship. And I also felt that. And it's the thing that she's going through trust issues right now with that. Okay. Now, all relationships have their ups and downs. Okay. And we're not here really to advise you what you should do in a relationship because that's, you know, that's up to you. Okay. But this may be a grandfather that's coming through when I'm, you know, so when we tune into the other side of life, maybe you want to speak to an angel, but maybe your grandfather wants to come and say anything. Okay. And your grandfather's talking about, what's this about you going back to school? What's this about you going back to school? Okay. You've already thought about it, but you've been putting off. And they're saying that you're very technically inclined. You're very technically inclined. So we all know that being technically inclined is kind of the future. Okay. And so that's your message. So please don't be discouraged because this will change.
What's
okay?
Technically inclined? What's that?
That means being very literate with artificial intelligence.
Computers?
Computers. Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Just always trying to get as much detail and clarity for people. You know, sometimes when someone comes in for a reading, you know, different mediums have different styles. John usually is able to kind of really get a lot in pretty fast. He's fast. If you've ever seen him in person at a church service, which he does do sometimes, he a lot of times will give messages to, I don't know, I'd say like a third of the people there to almost everybody. But of course, spiritualist services are usually kind of small, but you know, when we travel to, you know, Florida and Santa Fe, New Mexico, you know, some of those centers attract a lot of people. And you know, John is a pretty fast medium. So, you know, other mediums have different styles where they spend time counseling and stuff. So, John, where did you learn about your, you know, where did you learn your mediumship? Where do you get your style?
Okay, well, we're all individual, and I studied with many, many different people, literally from around the world, but one of the reasons why I'm very, very fast is that I practice. For instance, a friend and I used to get together, and he would give me a name of a person, and I had a minute to say everything that I possibly can about that person, and then he would say next. And he'd give me another name. I had to say everything within a minute, then next. So I actually built my mediumship on learning how to process and interpret thoughts very, very, very quickly. And maybe that's why I have a spirit guide whose name is Swift Fox.
Oh.
Now, that's a very well-known kept secret. Okay?
Well, guess what, John?
What?
You know, out in this western New York area, we see a lot of deer, sometimes bunnies. But guess what I saw today? About an hour ago, I saw a little fox. I never see fox. Maybe
okay.
That was your spirit guide.
No, don't take that seriously. But it's called synchronicity, yes. Okay. But, you know, the North American natives basically would name their people and their beings after, and their children, mothers and fathers after nature. Okay. So anyways, yes, I learned how to do that, to translate and intuitive things very, 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 very quickly, Joyce.
Okay. We do have, usually we have callers, but today it seems like we get a lot of people just texting in questions. This is Michelle from Minnesota, and Michelle is wondering if you could tune in and see what her, you know, whether it's her loved ones in spirit or angels, and see if you can sense her, you know, having a family and a child or children.
Okay, you know, as you brought that name out, I had an impression of a lady standing here. Now, sometimes I know it's a lady. I know that she's from her family. Sometimes, really, I don't know how to tell between a grandmother and an aunt, even a mother, because they come in that motherly vibration. But there is a lady here, and she's. I get a feeling of two children, a girl and a boy. You know what? I'm not saying this specifically, but I wouldn't be surprised if there was twins in your family, because that also seems to be there. Okay. So I'm getting the impression of, I'm seeing a future vision of you playing in the park with children. And I see a little girl and also a little boy with you. So that's exactly what we're getting. Now, okay, thank you very much. So Joyce, the show is coming to an end. It went by very quickly. We want to encourage you to meditate, and we want to encourage you to talk to your angels. You know, Joyce, a good way of doing it is journaling, inspirational writing.
Well, John, not to put you on the spot, but maybe for our listeners, you could tune in and see if the angels have a special message either for the group or just, I know you've done this in the past, you know, you just get an impression of a name out there of someone or, you know, special message that comes through, and then, you know, to a caller without them actually calling in. Can you tune in?
Okay, let's see what we have. Well, I'm getting a vision. This is quite unusual. I see a man sitting on a motorcycle, and he's kind of a free spirit. He used to smoke a lot because I could smell the smoke. Actually, to tell you the truth, I think he smoked a little pot also. I could sense that. But I get a feeling there was a sudden mishap, and I feel as though he passed on. It wasn't by the motorcycle, but he passed on. But I could see him sitting there on this motorcycle, okay? And I get a feeling that there's someone out there that's been thinking of this man. And he wants to just come through and say, I'm here for you. And for some reason, he's holding a puppy. Now, this must be a big puppy because the puppy has big paws. But there is a man, again, sitting on a motorcycle, just relaxed. He looks around. It's hard to tell. Because in spirit, they come a little bit younger. He looked like he was in his later 40s. A little rough in the face, a really free spirit. Okay, I do believe this is somebody's dad that I am talking about. So if this rings with you, text me or let me know, and maybe we get a little bit more from him, Joyce.
Do they have a message?
Well, the message is that they're there, that they're watching over them, and that they're okay. Okay, because the lady that is missing them, the daughter that is missing them, has been really crying about it, missing them a lot. Okay, so they want to let them know that they're there and that they're okay. Okay, so any final words of wisdom, Joyce, before we go on to the next stage?
Oh, okay, I'm not sure which stage you're talking about. Words of wisdom. Well, I guess as I was saying earlier, you know, if you ever feel discouraged, you know, you're wanting to tune in and connect with a loved one in spirit who you really miss a lot, or, you know, an angel or God, Jesus, just remember, you know, don't ever give up if you don't immediately feel them or sense them. They are there with you, whether you feel them or not. And just keep peacefully knowing that they're there, they love you, and they will connect with you at the right time.
Okay, God bless everyone, and hope to see you at Lilydale in the very near future.